This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
7:15, doing some networking here, talking to a gentleman about drawing some cartoons, and that's really what the Super Bowl is all about. In addition to a football game, a lot of networking going on, a lot of corporate stuff. We're in the host committee's media center on Radio Row in the Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. Walt Leger joins us now, our friend, president, CEO of New Orleans Company. He's in the Treasure Chest Casino virtual power seat. How you doing, Walt?
I'm fantastic, Tommy. How are you?
I am running on fumes because it's been a busy week.
They got anything for breakfast for y'all over there?
Y'all have treated us fantastically, if that's a adverb,
good.
I guess.
Good.
Fantastically, is that right? Yeah, it'll work, sure. Y'all treated us great, Walt. Y'all have been such perfect hosts. If the rest of the media that has been here are as happy as we are, and I presume they are, you guys have done a tremendous job. Tell me about the challenges when it comes to, I mean, starting with the media center, because you want the media to be happy. You guys put on the big party for the media. You want them to speak well of New Orleans, right? It's all about promoting the city. I was talking about doing some networking and just a behind-the-scenes kind of thing. I have great ideas for cartoons, but I can't draw. So I just met a guy that can draw, and I'm trying to put something together here. That's a very minute thing about networking, but that's what happens here at the Super Bowl with business, right?
Well, I mean, and that's what happens at the convention center every single day. And I think we talk a lot about those chance meetings and the people you bump into when you're at a conference or an event. The convention center is a special place for that to happen for a variety of organizations, associations. It's why people come together. And so the media center is a great example, I think, of the things that go on in that building all the time. The people at the Montreal Convention Center do an exceptional job of sort of just blending in. You don't think about all the things that go into building all of those sets or designing the layout or making sure the carpet gets laid down so that people can walk around in comfort. Those things just happen. And then what will happen after Saturday or after Sunday is they'll clean all that up and they'll start building it out for the next group to come in and have those chance encounters you talked about. The meetings industry is a really powerful tool in our economy in general. And so it's cool to have you be able to experience that in the media center over the last few days. And I know the people at Sodexo Live that do the food and beverage service, they're a big part of that too, and making people feel welcome, taken care of.
One thing that amazed me, Walt, is that I've been here before for this event or that event, but because of the nature of this, I got to walk just about the entire, not really, I can't even say that, the entire convention center. The scope of this facility, if people have not been here, will astound you. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, it's massive. It's I believe we're the eighth largest convention center in America. We can house just about any event that's out there. There are a few that are just too large in scope. and end up in other places. But it is approximately a mile long, a million square feet of exhibit space, I think 3.3 million square feet of overall space in the center, meaning, you know, storage and meeting rooms and other spaces. There are hundreds of meeting rooms, so breakout sessions for events and conferences are pretty easily handled there. And they've just, I mean, as you said, it's a massive operation, and it's amazing to think. The NFL experience is in about half of it. The media center is a big chunk of it, and it's a phenomenal tool to drive innovation and to have really great person-to-person interaction in our city. And then you get outside of it and you've got the culture and everything else that goes along with our great city. But you've got to have that facility. When we talk about being built to host events, you've got to have a facility like the convention center that functions at a high level, or you just can't get the events.
Walt, I'm going to pitch an idea to you, all right? I shouldn't do it publicly, but I'm going to. Listen to this. During the summertime, you invite work.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
World-class runners, okay? Now listen, hear me out. You have a 5K or a 10K indoor, and it happens in the middle of summertime during the day. Now you say, how can that happen in New Orleans? You know how it can happen? Because it happens in the convention center, which is,
there you go,
wait for it, air-conditioned. It's the world's largest 5K / 10K event, and it all happens indoor in the New Orleans Convention Center during a period of time when there may not be some conventions going on because it's a kind of slow time. So you get world-class runners. What do you think?
I like it. We got to start looking for dates, Tommy. That's how we do it.
We got some logistical concerns.
Now we pick the dates and we see what works.
It's going to cost a lot to get the air conditioner on, but you get a big charity tied in, and then you make it a national event to draw attention toward a convention center. It's the world's largest in New Orleans in the middle. How can you do it? Because it's air conditioned. That's why. What a better place to have your convention. They're running 10Ks inside, for God's sake. Of course you want to have your convention. You like it?
Love it. Right. Love it. Yeah, we got to find some dates. Look, that's why we tried to do this. That's why we did this pickleball event last year and the last couple of years with Drew Brees in August, inside, air conditioned. I'm also told, I don't remember the specifics, but there was a land speed record broken at one point in the center years ago by Porsche that I think
really
launched a new vehicle and, you know, ran it through the center to do something kind of similar to what you're talking about.
Why not?
I like the idea.
Olympic time trials. Put in a track and do some sprinting. 722, maybe you can think of a nice memento or something to thank me for that great idea. We're talking to Walt Leger. More when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in the Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. We were with New Orleans and company for Mardi Gras last year, with them for the Super Bowl, the big game this year. We're talking to Walt Leger, the president and CEO of New Orleans and Company. Walt, man, look, a lot of business is done during the Super Bowl. Tell me about New Orleans and Company, and if you will, about how you can use this opportunity to market New Orleans and to get even more convention business and the opportunities that exist as a result of something like this?
Well, so one, the first thing that you want to make sure that you're doing to be able to compete for the business that we're trying to bring to the city is have people think about New Orleans as an option. And so one, with 6,000 media present this week reporting on New Orleans, we know that the name New Orleans is out there in a way that you just can't buy. And that gives us the first opportunity. Second, we have an aggressive sales team that's deployed regionally across the country, and they're calling upon customers constantly, but this gives them another entryway into having that conversation about what, you know, what those meeting planners are looking to book in the near future. And then, you know, finally, I think demonstrating to the world how unique this place is through the images, through the, you know, creative content that's going out, through the video footage, through the game itself, showing things like the media center, showing things like the Superdome, the convention center, the streets of New Orleans, hearing the music, seeing images of the food, hearing people talk about the experience they're having. All those things create all the opportunity we need to get in front of customers. And then we've got to do our job and demonstrate to them that we've got the facilities to host and the capability of creating unforgettable experiences for them so that they do choose us over all the other destinations who are out there doing the same thing, trying to highlight their city and the vibrancy of their city and the things that are happening in their community. So this just gives us a huge opportunity to get in front of people. And we feel like if we get a chance to compete, then we're going to compete at a really high level. And I think our team continues to demonstrate that. So this is just going to give us a springboard to continue to book meetings. And I've told you before, we're booking them into the 2040s.
That was what I wanted to ask you before we left. Well, we got a minute left. I just wanted to ask you, how far out are you working? Here we are, 2025. You're looking at business to put on the books for when?
We're booking into the 2040s now. I mean, most of our bookings are into the late 2020s and early 2030s, but we have on the books events in the 2040s, especially events that take up the whole convention center, because when you need that much space, it takes time to get the dates that you need. So it is fascinating how far out we're booking, and I think exciting that people are so confident in our city that they're doing that.
It bodes well. I'm tell you what, man, 2040s, that's awesome. Walt, y'all have done a tremendous job. Enjoy the Super Bowl weekend, and I know you're going to be busy throughout. And thank you for your time, and thanks for your hospitality.
Thanks for everything, Tommy.
You bet.
Take
Walt Leger, President and CEO of, say hi to Dad, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa here on WWL. Right now, time for WWL First News.